DJ 的联络簿。
B2HXS mobile.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing good, but it's kind of an overcast day out here, just like it was yesterday. But I did see some blue to the southeast.
Yeah, yeah, the overcast is actually good because I'm not getting... my t-shirt is staying somewhat dry. But, yeah, I was watching that storm out there, and it's, I don't think we're going to get anything off it. Maybe some rain, you know, tendrils or something in the next day or two, but I don't think it's anything to worry about for us.
Plenty of rain for this month so far anyway. I've been keeping an eye every day on my water usage, and it was astronomical while it was dry for so long, and now it's next to nothing. It just has decreased by about... probably close to 100% decrease in water usage since it's been raining so much.
Same thing with my my natural gas usage. It's gone down considerably because I have a tankless water heater. So, you know, you don't have to heat 80-degree water as much as you do as 55-degree water coming in. So I get that.
I'm enjoying it, too. I did find a window to cut grass 2 times during all of this, and it did get kind of high in between that, but I got it cut a couple of days ago, and that's kind of a good thing. If all this water, though, boy, does it look good. It is healthy now. It was miserable before drying up. Now it's healthy as it can be.
Oh, yeah. Now, my yard, we got a lot of trees in our yard, so... The sun really is on my house maybe 4 or 5 hours a day. Then it's behind the trees again. So my yard doesn't get burned up as much as some do.
And I got somebody coming out this Friday to set that back to the way it used to be. He's cutting trees on both sides of the house because they are on one side of the house from 30 or 40 feet away. There's one limb that's like 4 feet from touching the house. That's how much it's grown in over the past 30 years.
Holy cow. Yeah, I rented one of those lifts, I guess about a year and a half or 2 years ago. Actually, no, it was a year ago. It was a couple of 6 months before Helene. I was up there trimming some of the smaller branches off. Then we had a crew come in and do some heavy trimming right before Helene.
Well, crew, how they do it, maybe get some multi-rotor shots of them while they're doing it. And then think about doing what you did, is renting one of those lifts. Do it the opposite way. have the crew come in first and teach me how to do it, and then go get the lift and do it myself before it gets this bad again.
Yeah, those lifts are really cool. Home Depot's got them. I think they have a 30-footer and a 50-footer, and it's a tow behind. It's got self-leveling outriggers and everything. It's really nice. I mean, it's a couple of $100 for the day, man. You can get a lot done.
Limbs are up probably about 70 feet. If you take it in relationship to the 30-foot antenna, they're probably a little more than double. So pro crew could get them down to where I can manage it with a 50-foot lift going forward. I don't know. But I'm getting old, too. Probably my wife does not want me to do that.
My wife gets angry at me when I go up on the roof of the house anymore.
My roof is really steep, like a 45-degree angle, and it's just spooky. I thought about throwing a line over top of the roof, a couple of ropes, and then using one of those harnesses and hook onto the rope while I'm on the roof. I think that feeling of security would help out a lot.
My roof is a lot lower angle, so I can walk around, and I'm fine. You know, I got yelled at from the grandson one day. I'm up there with the blower, blowing out the gutters and stuff. He goes, Pop, what are you doing up there? Yelling at me.
I think I told you one time before, her grandfather used to get on the roof of his house when he was in his 80s. He'd go by there and there'd be a ladder leaned up against it. He'd be on the top of the roof and he was over 80 years old.
When you get to that point in life, that becomes a pride thing. You know, you don't want to take that away from people.
Yeah, roof. He did that his whole life, and Never had any problem with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you gotta be careful. You gotta have your wits about you. You know, you just gotta. I got. Like I say, just, you know, safety first. You know, you don't want to be up there on your cell phone and you know, not paying attention. And all of a sudden, you step off.
You get the harder that is. I worked where somebody who was 81 years old crashed an airplane. And said, when you get to where you're not paying attention to 100% of people, and they died in an airplane crash. They've been a pilot for years.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Turn right onto North Line.
That's not good. Yeah, I'm heading down to Simpsonville right now. I got to go to a customer. I've got more customers calling me with water leaks and stuff off their air conditioner because of the humidity. It's crazy. I'm going to go do one right now.
I was on my way home from the transfer station. My wife was on her way to work, and we passed each other on the street. So I talked to her for a minute while you were talking. I missed some of that.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm heading down to Simpsonville. One of my customers got a water leak off his air conditioner. And I tell you what, you know, it's happening all over the place because of the high humidity and whatnot. And people are pushing the temperatures down to 68 degrees, and they're sweating their units, freezing their units because they want it colder in the house.
Talking to you, I learned the do's and don'ts of that anymore. Anyway, I am backing it in the driveway. I got to load up. I'm going to go flying today if the rain holds off. Anyway, good talking to you. Don't work too hard. KP2HXS, W4DJW.
All right, good enough, Dave. Have a good day. W4DJW, KP2HXS. I'm going to step out here for a minute. I got to get some gas. I'll catch you later. KP2HXS, clear.